Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Come back to Chicago.
To Chicago.
Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
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 Shy City. Shy City.
Coming home again.
Thank you, Chance. 11:34. All right, Thomas in Oak Forest. Where are you right now, Thomas? What are you doing, by the way?
I'm on 294, mile marker 10, if you know where that's at.
I do not, but I know where 294 is.
That's right up by Gurnee, right?
Right by Cicero Avenue. Yeah, right boy. By Cicero Avenue.
Had the complete opposite wrong direction.
Yeah, worth a shot. What do you do for a living? What are you doing driving around on 294?
I'm a truck driver. Oh, I haul chemicals.
Well, you got chemicals behind you. Be careful. Be safe. You can do two things at once here, can you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm empty.
Let's see how well... me too. I got 10 questions about how much things cost. In part because I was reading and saw what an Illinois legislator makes. Does the average Illinois legislator's starting salary... Is it $47,000, $67,000, or $87,000? What's the starting average salary for an Illinois lawmaker?
I'm going to say the $80,000.
$87,000 is wrong. It's $67,000.
Not bad for a part-time job.
I thought they made more, to be honest with you. You know who gets paid pretty well? Our governor. What is the governor's salary? Is it $177,000, $200,000, or
$224,000? I'm going to have to say the highest number.
$224,000 is wrong. It's $177,000, but by governor's salary standards, a lot of them make under $100,000. That's still a lot of money to you and me, but we aren't governor. I thought the governor made more than $177,000. Lately, we elect governors that give it back anyway. They don't need it. With you.
They buy a campaign commercial with it.
Oh, my gosh. In fact, not only did J.B. Pritzker agree that he would, you know, agree, he just volunteered that he would not take a salary, but he would take his own personal finances and double the salary of his upper staff. So he's actually paying a lot of money to be governor of Illinois. Speaking of governors and the amount of money they do or don't make, former Illinois Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich and his wife, this came up at their trial, famously spent The Blago was in office. He and his wife spent $400,000 on A, clothes, B, cars, or C, entertaining.
C, entertaining.
Entertaining is wrong. They spent it on clothes.
So it turns out you can't do two things at once.
Wow, I'm getting killed here.
It's all right.
I'm getting killed.
Yeah, it's okay. You're busy driving a tanker truck. I'd rather you be good on the road and bad on the quiz. $400,000 they spent on clothes, according to the IRS. In fact, Politico reported that on two separate occasions, according to an IRS agent, Blago spent $1,300 on what? It's an item of clothing. On two separate occasions, he spent $1,300 on what? Item of clothing. It's not a suit.
It's cufflinks.
I like that guess. It's ties. He spent $1,300 buying 10 ties on two separate occasions. So $130 for a tie times 10. I would have a sick feeling in my stomach if I spent $1,300 on ties, especially if I was only making $170,000 a year. They were not rich, but they spent like they were rich. You know, Steve, we were talking about that in the podcast. What motivated the Blagojeviches, or at least Rod? Why did he do all that crazy stuff? And it's because that guy wanted and needed a lifestyle that he couldn't afford. You put him on the couch, talk to him all you want, but at the end of the day, he spent like, and he wanted to live like, something he was not.
But he wasn't taking the money. Right, he wasn't convicted for taking money.
He was not convicted for taking money. But you see, they had like, what was it, 8 or 9 credit cards, and they would use one credit card to pay off another credit card. They took a loan against their houses. They had a $500,000 place in Washington, D.C. Their house in Ravenswood Manors valued at over $1 million, I believe. Some of that work was done for free, but they had some money in their houses, but they just could not live the lifestyle, it seems, that they wanted to. How about this one for you? How much money does the Illinois Tollway take in every day? $1 million, $2 million, or $4 million? How much money does the Illinois Toll make every day? $1, $2, or $4 million, Thomas?
I'm going to ask for a lifeline.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Mr.
Yikes.
Steve.
Thank you. I'm going to say I can't do two things
at once
either.
Feels.
Right, I know. I'm going to go with the $4 million.
He says $4 million. You want to go with that?
Yes.
Correct answer is $4 million.
Nice.
How about this one? Richest city in Illinois with an average income of $209,000. Is it Glencoe? Is it Winnetka? Or is it Oak Brook? Highest average salary is in Glencoe, Winnetka, or Oak Brook. Which one is it, Thomas?
I'm going to say Winnetka.
Winnetka's wrong. Lapka, you want to take a shot at that?
I would have said Oak Brook.
Oak Brook. 0-2. Bertrand, you want to guess Glencoe?
I'll go Glencoe.
Steve is right. It's Glencoe.
I would have thought with all the big businesses in Oak Brook, for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. There is a moneyed class in Oak Brook. They said one of the reasons the Glencoe is so rich is because it has a lot of lakefront property, and lakefront properties are more valuable than even fancy homes or fancier homes that aren't on the lake.
Or polo ponies, too.
Really? They got polo ponies up there?
In Oak Brook, yeah.
Oh, in Oak Brook, yes, they do. That's right. Let's do one more here. How about this? The least expensive one-way Metra ticket. If you're going to ride the trains around the suburbs, you get on there. There's discounts for seniors and students, but the general fare for an adult least expensive ride is $2.50, $3.50, or $4. What's the least expensive ride one-way on Metra?
Do I have any lifelines left?
Yeah, you can ask them all. What do you guys think?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I'm sorry, John. What were the numbers?
The correct answer is $4 is the least expensive now one-way ride on Metra. It's more than I remember it. The bus fare is $2.25. The train is $2.50. If you ride the CTA, by the way, that's the one-way prices. But $4 is the least expensive on Metra. Hey, listen, you've done really well on our quiz today, Thomas.
Oh, my God. Don't patronize me. How dare you?
I appreciate your listening. And you're still going to get the Mega Pros hoodie. I want you to wear it proudly, okay?
I appreciate it. I still think Harvey Weinstein, P.I.G.
Yeah, what an awful P-I-G. Person. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you drive safely. Talk to producer Elif off the air, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Thomas. There he goes. Driving a truck. Doing the good work.